It's a very important day. It's the day Dr. Ambedkar converted to Buddhism. There'll be massive celebrations going on in India at this moment. So I'm very glad to start these events on this particular day. So apparently I'm rambling on the Yogacara, which sounds an extremely dangerous thing to do. And I think it's assumed that I'm rambling on the Yogacara, and therefore I am rambling on the Yogacara, because last time in my rambles around reality, I did present the Yogacara point of view not to my own satisfaction. I did say at that time that I would revisit the topic and try and go over it again. Whether I do it to my satisfaction or, far more to the point, to yours, we'll have to wait and see. So the Yogacara is a school, it's sometimes said, of Buddhism that emerged in around the 4th or 5th century of the Common Era, and which is one of the two major schools of Mahayana Buddhism. Mahayana Buddhism generally has two philosophical, we'll refine that word in a moment, two philosophical perspectives, Majjhimaka and Yogacara. And Yogacara is a slightly later development which evolves very conscious of Majjhimaka as a background. But it's that that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to try not to be too technical, but I have a slight proclivity to pomposity, so I might fall into it. I'll try not to. I talked about it as a philosophy, but really it's not philosophy in the Western sense. Probably it's best described as a view, a drishti, a perspective. So Yogacara is not just a view, but it contains a view, a way of looking at reality, a way of looking at our experience, which is not simply in order to sort of satisfy us intellectually. Buddhism has no philosophy in the merely rational, conceptual sense. All its philosophy is philosophy for a purpose, for a methodological purpose, for the purpose of bringing about a change in our actual way of experiencing things, not merely in our ideas about things, but in our way of experiencing them. So in looking at, in approaching, in trying on, if you like, the Yogacara perspective, we're not just approaching an interesting way of thinking about things, although it is an interesting way of thinking about things. We're trying to look at things from a different point of view, to alter our own consciousness, our own state of mind, so that we experience things more in accordance with how they are. How things really are cannot be described. That's fundamental to Buddhism. The Dharma is atakavacharo, beyond the reach of reason. Our reasoning always simplifies, looks at things from a particular point of view. It can't be multi-perspectival. It can't be omni-perspectival. So it has to be uni-perspectival, which means that it simplifies, it falsifies by simplifying. So that reality itself has to be experienced directly. The true nature of things has to be experienced directly. But we have to start off with some way of thinking about things that brings us to a direct experience of it. And that's what Yogacara is. So right from the start, we're not dealing with just ideas. We're dealing with the stuff of our own consciousness. And hopefully we'll be approaching it from a sort of meditational point of view. what I think we managed to do in the rambles last time was to make them sort of experiential. That's what I fancied I was doing, at least. That we were kind of looking at the ideas in the light of what was actually going on right now in our own experience. So we're going to be trying to look at Yogacara in that way. I'm going to spend 4 days over it, so it's going to be a little bit technical to some extent. I'm going to go into some detail, and so we will have to have some superstructure of ideas to work with. So, yes, there will be some sort of technicalities. I'll try to keep it simple and to a minimum, and try to keep us coming back to what's going on. As last time, I'll talk for 3/4 of an hour or so, which, given my tongue, means probably an hour, and then we'll just open up and see if we can clarify anything that's dangling